91X News.
It's 17 degrees and cloudy at 3:55 from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Sarah Cook. A small group of residents from Prince Edward County held a protest this morning, angry over the Ford government's dismantling of a partially constructed wind farm. The project would have built 9 turbines, but only 4 were completed when the project was scrapped. The erected turbines will be brought down with a planned completion in 2020. Jen Ackerman hosted the protest, where 2 dozen people wanted to make sure that their voices were heard.
Our own political leaders that were elected to look out for the best interests of their constituents have disappointed us, and they continue to drag us in the direction we need to be turning away from, a path of environmental catastrophe. Those of us here today are trying to move forward and do our part. As the green movement continues to grow around the world, we recognize the need to make dramatic changes in our lives.
The energy from the project was estimated to be enough to power 3,000 homes for a year. And Belleville police say a woman who was trapped between 2 vehicles yesterday has died from her injuries. Emergency services were called to 210 Dundas Street yesterday morning after the 54-year-old woman was pinned between her own vehicle and a pickup truck. She was later transferred to Kingston General Hospital. Belleville police issued an update this morning saying that the woman had passed away. The traffic safety unit is continuing the investigation and encourage any witnesses to contact Sergeant Brad Stitt of the Belleville Police. And in provincial news, Ontario Energy Minister Greg Rickford says Liberal staffers are peeling off the government-mandated anti-carbon tax stickers that are on display on gas pumps. Rickford pointed to a Facebook post from the chief of staff for a federal Liberal MP who boasted about ripping off 100 of what he called propaganda stickers. Ford has previously commented on reports that the stickers were peeling off because they used the wrong adhesive, but Rickford now says that's not true.
There's no evidence to support that the stickers are not sticking. The only problems they're having with the stickers are people like this gentleman unlawfully peeling the stickers off.
The stickers have been criticized as forced speech by opposition politicians, and Ontario's Chamber of Commerce and the Canadian Civil Liberties Association has launched a legal challenge. And 98 new MPs are in Ottawa to learn how to manage their budgets, get their parking passes, and, later on, protect their sanity. Principal Clerk Jeffrey LeBlanc says learning how to hire staffers is usually the number one concern of new MPs. But LeBlanc says the rookies will also be offered sensitivity training.
There is a harassment prevention training that's part of the service offering that we have for both members and their staff. That's been something we offered in the last parliament, something we'll continue to offer for new members this parliament.
The House of Commons began welcoming the rookie MPs, including 8 who are returning to the job after some time away, last week for training sessions on how to set up their offices and find their way around the parliamentary precinct. And Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe says there's been some back and forth with the Prime Minister's office about a sit-down meeting in Ottawa on how the federal government can mend fences in the West. Moe says he wants to talk to Justin Trudeau soon about national unity and how different parts of the country can get back on the same page after last week's federal election. Speaking yesterday at the legislature, Moe said Trudeau must scrap the federal carbon tax and revamp equalization if he's serious about wanting to improve relations with Western Canada.
If the federal government is truly listening to the people in Saskatchewan and the Prairie provinces and across the nation, that they should put both of these, how they react to these two events, I think will tell the tale on whether they are truly listening.
Moe has also spoken to some of his counterparts since last week's federal election and says his message to Ontario Premier Doug Ford and New Brunswick's Blaine Higgs has been one of unity. And in international news, Los Angeles firefighters are working to increase containment of a wildfire in the city's Brentwood area before a new round of gusty Santa Ana winds raise the wildfire threat. Jason Nathanson has more.
The Getty Fire grew a little bit overnight, about 40 acres. Firefighting crews here in Los Angeles really seem to have a handle on things, thanks in part to calm, cool weather. But tonight,
we will see some very strong winds.
Possibly the strongest of the year so far, says LA Mayor Eric Garcetti, so that's why.
People will not be returning to their homes this evening.
Thousands remain under mandatory evacuation orders after the fire that destroyed and damaged over a dozen homes Monday. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Los Angeles.
And Boeing's CEO is apologizing while being grilled by U.S. Congress on the anniversary of a 737 MAX crash in Indonesia. Sagar Magani reports.
It was the first of 2 crashes within about 7 months that killed 346 people.
Both of these accidents were entirely preventable.
Senator Roger Wicker chairing the first congressional hearing since then, where a Boeing executive appeared, with CEO Dennis Muilenburg saying, "It's very sorry.
We've made mistakes. and we got some things wrong.
Senators blasted Boeing over a flight control system implicated in both crashes. Richard Blumenthal says Boeing lobbied the FAA to keep an explanation of the system out of pilot manuals and training, and then blamed pilots for the crashes.
Those pilots never had a chance.
Muhlenberg says Boeing's working on fixes and hopes the MAX will fly again by year's end. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
And that's QNET News on 91X to 401. Sports is next.
You need to train your employees. Where can you get funding? Where do you start?
Start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services. With the Canada Ontario Job Grant, you could be eligible to receive up to $10,000 per employee to help offset training costs like tuition, textbooks, and more. Call Loyalist Community Employment Services today and ask about the Canada Ontario Job Grant.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada and the Government of Ontario.
Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street, Belleville, right beside Pinnacle. Start here.
In sports, the Loyalist Lancers women's basketball team are 2-0 to start their season. The Lancers dominated their first game against the Georgian Grizzlies, winning 80-48. They started out their first quarter strong, scoring 26 points and allowing the Grizzlies to score 6 points. The Lancers' defense played a big role as the team had 21 steals and forcing the Grizzlies to turn over the ball 32 times. Brittany Mason had a double-double, leading the team with 19 points and grabbing 10 rebounds while shooting an efficient 8-15 from the field and 3-6 from the three-point line. In the Lancers' second game, they played the Centennial Colts. It was a tightly contested game, but the Lancers would end up walking away victorious, the final score being 78-73. The women's basketball team will play Friday in Toronto against the Seneca Sting at 6 p.m. And the Loyalist Lancers men's basketball team won their first two home games this season, Friday and Saturday, bringing their season wins to 3 with no losses. Friday, the Lancers played the Georgian Grizzlies, winning 107-71. The Lancers took the lead early, finishing the first period 15 points ahead. The Lancers continued their win streak Saturday when they hosted the Centennial Colts, winning that match 103-85. The Lancers will be taking on the Seneca Sting as well in Toronto Friday, where they will try to bring their streak to 4. Sticking with Lancers basketball, men's player Akeem Ruot and women's team member Brittany Mason have been selected as Athletes of the Week after an incredible performances during both teams' home openers. Mason scored 58 points, 23 rebounds, 4 blocks, and 2 steals over the two-win weekend, and Ruot scored 18 points against the Grizzlies and 24 versus the Centennial Colts, and was a solid contender on both sides of the court with rebounding and taking multiple charges. In NHL news, Travis Dermott is ready to return from injury for the Toronto Maple Leafs, clearing the way for the defenseman to make his season debut tonight against the Washington Capitals. The Leafs host the Capitals at the Scotiabank Arena. The puck drops at 7 p.m. And the National Collegiate Athletic Association has taken the first step toward allowing U.S. college athletes to cash in on their fame. Chuck Severson reports.
Allowing student athletes to market themselves for endorsements for the use of their name, image, and likeness, the NCAA, in a unanimous vote by its top governing board. New rules will be put together. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith.
I think we're going to ultimately come up with a model that will continue to modernize what we do.
The NCAA board says while students should be able to make money from their image and name, they cannot get paid for playing college sports. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Toronto FC coach Greg Vanney provided an injury update on striker Jose Altidore after the team's training session in Atlanta.
Josie is having a follow-up MRI. He flies back down to join us tonight, and we'll see where he's at based on the reading of the MRI and everything else. But we've got a group of guys that are in a great place, and they're ready to play. And, you know, we'll see if Josie is capable of playing a role tomorrow. Once he gets in tonight, we'll know. So,
TFC takes on defending champion Atlanta tomorrow in the MLS Eastern Conference Final. And that's all we have for sports today. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And the forecast for Belleville. Going into the evening, it's mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, a low of 8. Looking on ahead to tomorrow, cloudy, high of 12, and a chance of showers later in the evening. At 4:05, it's 17 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sarah Cook, QNET News, news on 91X, next at 5.